House to come to order. Question before the House is, shall House Bill 1522 be laid on the table?
To the state of the vote, 220 members having voted.
The legislative session is in full swing right now, with scores of bills moving through the House and Senate. Lobbyists work the halls of the State House, and many evenings lawmakers hold fundraisers in local restaurants. The guest lists are full of lobbyists. Given that, now might be a helpful time to know who's giving what to whom and how much. But candidates don't have to file their campaign donations until mid-August, and political action committees file in mid-June. Secretary of State Bill Gardner says that there was a time when this schedule made sense, back when politicians could raise the money they needed for their campaigns in a few weeks. He says it used to be that candidates only had to disclose their donations after the election.
There was a decision by the legislature that it would probably be a good idea that people knew before they voted.
But now, even at the level of state senator, where a campaign can now cost upwards of $100,000, fundraising begins as soon as the last election is over. Olivia Zink from the campaign finance advocacy group Coalition for Open Democracy says following the money with any precision is difficult, particularly since most reports are handwritten and not searchable electronically.
It's really hard to dig through and find out any really meaningful information without a lot of labor.
The solution would be to use an electronic filing system, which, incidentally, New Hampshire has, but it isn't mandatory to use it. Deputy Secretary of State Dave Scanlon says New Hampshire's citizen legislature is far from cutting edge in technology matters.
There's a segment that, you know, isn't up to speed on how you download those reports online, you know, to a searchable database.
So e-filing remains optional. That seems unlikely to change anytime soon. Jack Barnes is the dean of the New Hampshire Senate, now in his ninth term.
I can say a lot of things about that need some tweaking. But, hey, this issue is not a hot-button issue. I wish I could be more helpful to you.
Campaign finance advocates have been hearing that for years. Jim Splain is a former lawmaker who pushed for campaign finance reform for decades.
It is a weird catch-22, where you've got people in power who benefited from the current system being asked to make changes about the current system that got them in power. Why would they want to do that?
The state that scored best in political finance for the state integrity investigation was Connecticut, which has regular electronic reporting of donations for anyone associated with state politics. They also have a system of public campaign funding. Michael Brandy is the executive director of Connecticut's Electoral Watchdog Agency. He says Connecticut's laws followed on the heels of some very high-profile scandals.
One involving former Governor Rowland and another involving State Treasurer Sylvester.
Both of them wound up in prison. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.